The grand premiere of the Dr. Phillips Center for Performing Arts continues this weekend with a performance of Carmina Burana Saturday night. Kathy Ramsberger is the president of the Dr. Phillips Center. 90.7's Amy Kiley caught up with her at the ribbon cutting earlier this month.
The building is fantastic, but the people who made this happen is what I think is one of the most relevant accomplishments, because the alignment of so many people doing such a difficult project has created a sense of unity that philanthropy can give a great personality to this committee and to the community through a project that has a great purpose and a great mission.
What does that mean for the spirit of Orlando that we have this center in the middle of our city now?
I know that we believe ourselves now. We believe in each other. You know, it's that moment in time where you realize that, okay, we can really make a difference here. And we're living in a great time in Central Florida, because if you want to make a difference, you actually can. Like I mentioned, there's over 1,000 volunteers that made this happen. There wasn't one person, and everyone pulled in the same direction, and they had the steadfast drive to make sure that it was never about the building. It was about placemaking and the people and the business.
What do you say to people who say times are tough? Why invest in the arts?
You know, first of all, the arts are faceless in many ways. You don't have to be wealthy to enjoy the arts. You don't have to be from a certain ethnicity or population. We're programming things where the arts can be free on the plaza. For those that do want to invest in it and give back, you know, we're doing the Florida Blue Concert Series on here, and that's something that we're raising the money to give everything for free to be here, you know. And so the connecting the community is always important. And those people that really want to shape a community and give it the personality, great cities are built by philanthropy. Think of one. Think of every great city, and philanthropy made that personality, made that difference.
What about the economic benefits and the direct jobs, and also maybe some jobs that it might bring to the area, making Orlando a place where people want to live?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, creative places are creative places, and what can you do outside, and how can you not raise a family, but have depth in your living environment, and the creative culture of most cities is what attracts great workforces and great companies.
Anything else you want to add to invite people to this center?
Come inside. Come and see it. It's going to feel great. And then you know what you got? Come and try something new that you're not expecting.
That's the president of the Dr. Phillips Center for the Performing Arts, Kathy Ramsberger, speaking with 90.7's Amy Kiley at the ribbon cutting earlier this month.